You may be aware that skin, your skin, is your body's largest organ. And when you think about it, I guess that makes some sense. Also means that you should pay some attention to caring for it and protecting it. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. And with cold weather kind of approaching, you need to think about how to protect your skin or prevent it from getting dry and itchy. And happy to have back Dr. Apple Bodimer from the University of Wisconsin, board certified in both dermatology and integrative medicine,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, okay. Interested in the holistic approach to skin health. And thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you for having me.
Wonderful, wonderful to have you along. I'm one of these lucky ones. My skin never really gets itchy or, in the wintertime. Other friends of mine are just go nuts.
Yeah, it's really a common problem. Just the skin gets more dry. And the other thing is, as you get older, you might notice that changing.
Oh, well, I'm getting older. But maybe I'll start to notice it. But this dry and itchiness what causes it, really?
Well, when we have dry, cold, dry temperatures, that just will makes your skin sort of shrivel up a little bit more. We have dry heat from indoor heating,
mm-hmm.
and then that combination just sets us up. We have lower humidities typically in the winter, and the ambient humidity also makes a big difference in terms of how dry and itchy your skin is going to be. When your skin starts to dry out, what will happen is these nice plump skin cells that we have that sort of create a brick and mortar structure start to get shrink down. So the space between the cells becomes larger. It makes it much easier for irritants to get in and for water to get out. So it creates kind of a vicious cycle.
Okay, very good. Let me give our listeners a chance to join in here before I ask my next question. You have a question for us. I hope you'll join in. If you have dry skin, have questions about it, maybe you had frostbite at one point. I want to bring that up at some point, too, with her or other winter skin conditions. Join in at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. That's the title of our page. We certainly love to hear from you. So call in or shoot us a note on Facebook or via email. We have cleansers. Are there certain kinds of cleansers that you would avoid?
Yeah, especially if you're prone to dry skin or other skin conditions that can be made worse by dryness. The actual soaps really take away all the oils off of your skin. And oil is there to protect your skin and help prevent water from evaporating into the environment. So the soap-less cleansers, or you might see it labeled as a beauty bar, they're synthetic detergents that that have a pH that's more in line with our natural skin pH.
Okay.
And they don't strip everything off of the skin. They will take dirt off, but they're not going to just totally strip our skin of the oils that it needs to protect itself.
Okay, and what are they called again?
So you'll either see beauty bar on the label or soapless cleansers. You won't see the word
soapless cleansers.
Soapless cleansers. Yeah, a lot of times they come in the soapless cleansers might come in a pump bottle. So good ones are like Dove Beauty Bar. That's one that's easy to find. Cetaphil is one. If you've ever seen a dermatologist, you've probably heard that name.
Uh-huh.
And there, there's just a range of other ones as well, but you want to look for those two things.
So but a pump bottle, those things are not, or
they often are. When we're talking about cleansers, when we talk to about moisturizers,
that's a different
pump bottle becomes a different story.
Different. So a moisturizer can minimize dryness, though, right?
Yes. Yeah.
You would hope.
Yeah.
That's what they're supposed to be for.
Right. I think the word moisturizer is a little bit of a misnomer because they don't actually add moisture to your skin.
Okay.
What they do is they help draw moisture to the skin from the deeper tissues and blood vessels, and they also help prevent moisture from evaporating off into the ambient environment.
Aren't there two types? I thought there were two types of moisturizers.
Well, yeah, there are kind of two main ingredients.
Or two compounds that...
Right. And so there's humectants, which are the ones that attract water. And they will attract water from the environment, but only at humidity of like 70%. So really what they're doing is drawing fluid from deeper structures in your body to the skin. And they need to be combined with what we call occlusives. So an occlusive is exactly what it sounds like. It's something that creates a barrier to prevent that moisture from evaporating into the environment. It also gives you a little, your skin a bit of protection.
Okay. And so those are good.
Yeah. And you'll often find them combined in many moisturizer, in many moisturizers that you'll find over the counter.
Humectants.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at that word once and I thought, how do you pronounce this word? Because it's the spelling, it's H-U-M-E-C-T-A-N-T-S.
Something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
You won't see that in a label. The ones that you'll find are lactic acid, alpha hydroxy acid, urea. Those are kind of some really common ones, glycerin, propylene glycol. Those are all things that help attract water to itself. When you're looking for an occlusive, you'll see like petrolatum or Vaseline is a pure occlusive.
Okay.
It doesn't have a humectant property. And then lanolin, there are some oils that will do that, dimethicone or some silicon-based.
There we go.
We have, that will do that.
And we have callers online. So let's go to Karen first in Milwaukee. Karen, hi. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, yes. Thank you for taking my call. I have been suffering from psoriasis. I have seen a dermatologist who has tried to help me with my psoriasis. It's getting worse as winter approaches, mm-hmm. obviously lack of sunlight and the cold. But my hands are the worst. I work with kids, so I'm always washing my hands. And I can't seem to find anything that really will work. When I say my hands are dry, literally, like when I do chores around the house or doing anything with my hands, splitting open, cracking, fingers.
Ouch.
I'm prone to infection. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, sometimes I have like 6 Band-Aids on my, like all my fingers. It could just all over my fingers because of my exposed cuts from these dry patches and the psoriasis. I understand it's an autoimmune disorder, but I'm just wondering if you know of any good supplements, natural supplements to take that could help with the psoriasis and the dry skin. Also, please give me the absolute best moisturizer I can use for my hands because I have literally tried everything.
I believe that.
I can't look anymore online and figure it out myself. There's
an ad somewhere that says talks about the heartbreak of psoriasis, and I think you have the heartbreak of psoriasis, Karen, in spades.
It's getting worse. So, especially like I said, my hands definitely bear the brunt of it. Just with constantly washing them, but then needing the moisturizer. It's the most painful thing on my hands. Please help me, please.
All right, we'll see what we can do. What about it, Dr. Appel-Bodimer?
Yeah, psoriasis is a complicated condition. There's a lot of factors that go into it, but certainly dryness makes psoriasis worse. In terms of supplements that you can take, and it sounds like you've got pretty severe psoriasis on your hands, and a lot of things that I would recommend from kind of a natural perspective would be like turmeric, which has a lot of anti-inflammatory properties. Fish oil may be helpful for some people. I don't think these are going to clear your psoriasis up completely, but that certainly is a condition that really needs to be managed carefully with your dermatologist. In terms of topicals that you can use, so for one thing, the cracking and fissuring and bleeding, which happens to a lot of people who have hand dermatitis there's a lot of reasons that people get hand dermatitis, you can use super glue to just seal up those fissures, and that will also help decrease your risk of infection if you can kind of create that block. Some people will react to super glue, so maybe try it once, and if it seems to make things worse, certainly don't continue. But for the most part, that can be something that's really helpful.
So you just put it right on the crack and then
right
you close the skin?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it creates kind of a physical barrier. Eventually, it will kind of come off. I've had some patients that tell me that it stings too much for them to really want to be able to use it. I wouldn't use any of these like Gorilla Glues or anything. Just stick to the traditional super glue. In terms of if you can wear gloves doing a lot of your work, so you can try to minimize the hand washing, make sure that you're using a soapless based cleanser. When you're doing your hand washing, if you can bring your, you know, I have some patients, they bring their own to work because the stuff at work is just too aggressive. A lot of times they're using antibacterial hand washes and a lot of other things if you're working with children. So try and maybe carry your own cleanser with you. And then after every time you wash your hands, a thick occlusive moisturizer, an ointment is great. I love just plain Vaseline jelly. You buy it in huge tubs. That can be a little bit hard to use while you're working.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
You're slipping all over the place.
Yeah. So something, you know, there's some really great creams, and a cream would probably be something better for you at work, and then maybe stick to the Vaseline at home. Something that might really help you, and I'm not sure if you've had this already, but is to use cotton gloves while you sleep. So that would be to get your hands a little bit damp, put on, and you probably have a topical steroid that you're using.
I do. Yeah. And I can't stand because they're like, don't use too much of it, just a little, because it's like the strongest, most potent one. And I also have kids at home, so it's like I put it on and then I can't touch them.
Right. So maybe this would be something you could do before you go to bed, is put it on. The hands, especially the palms, are very thick. The skin is very thick there. So the risk of thinning of the skin, which is what we mainly worry about with topical steroids, is much less, especially if you have psoriasis, which causes thickening of the skin, just as how that's part of the way the disease process works.
Right.
So you know, get your hands, wash them gently when they're just, pat them dry so they're still a little bit damp. Put on your thick steroid and then cover it with a cotton glove and sleep that way overnight.
Okay.
When things are better, you can use just plain Vaseline instead of the steroid, or maybe something you need to alternate. You know, there's going to be some playing around to figure out what works best for you, but that occlusive condition overnight with a cotton glove will really help.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, good luck, and thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. Jen, as in Facebook, said she uses Neutrogena hand cream, and she said it's fabulous for bleeding sore cracks.
Yeah. The Neutrogena is a great brand. I really like oatmeal, especially for dry, irritated skin. Colloidal oatmeal is really very soothing. Aveeno has a great line of products. They have an intense eczema cream that I like a lot. It also contains dimethicone, which is one of those good occlusives. And, you know, those are both pretty easy to find. There are a lot of good products. One thing that I might be able to speak to is the cream versus lotion. So I think there's a lot of great products out there, but I do really strongly feel that lotions are not as helpful as either creams or ointments. So when I'm talking to people in the clinic about how to manage their dry skin, the lotions are kind of a Band-Aid. There's a very high water content, and we all know that water evaporates. So I look at them as a Band-Aid. They'll help make things feel a little bit better for the short term, but they don't do a whole lot to help maintain a moist environment for your skin to actually heal.
Talking today with Dr. Apple Bodemer, board certified in both dermatology and integrative medicine, and she's interested in holistic approaches to skin health. Great to have her along. Callers online, Cindy, Bob, and Wendy, I hope you'll stay with us. We're going to take a quick look at the news, the weather. We'll find out what else is in store for us here on the IdeasNet, and then we will be back with Dr. Apple Bodemer. You stay with us. Thanks so much for being with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here. How's your skin? Does it get itchy this time of the year, or when it gets a little colder? Do you have some problems with cold in your skin? I hope not, but if you do, Dr. Apple Bodemer is with us right now to talk about it, how to protect your skin. She is board certified in both dermatology and integrative medicine. Always great to have her come by, and thank you again for visiting with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Lots of callers online. The number to call, 800-642-1234. Cindy in River Falls has a question for you, so let's go to her. Hi, Cindy.
Hello, how are you?
Great, appreciate the call. What can we do for you?
I have really dry skin, not where it's cracking and that kind of thing, but I get a lot of itching, especially like on my forehead and like after showers and that kind of thing. And I've used a lot of, like, really expensive products like Estee Lauder and Arbonne and that kind of thing. And someone had told me about coconut oil, putting coconut oil on your face. And, I mean, it seems to work okay. I just wanted to get your opinion of that.
Yeah, I love coconut oil. Coconut oil has some antimicrobial properties, too, so it's really great for people with skin conditions like eczema and psoriasis who might have a little bacterial overgrowth. It's And if you like the way coconut oil smells,
well, that's great. I was just thinking. I love the smell. Yeah. So,
and you know, it has no preservatives in it. Especially, I'm a really big fan of the food grade oils personally. I think there's a lot of good ones. Coconut oil is one that's a little thicker, so it might not be something you'd want to tolerate on your face if you already have oily skin. Apricot kernel oil is one that's really light and absorbs really quickly, and one that I recommend for a lot of my acne patients. You know, avocado oil is more readily available now, and that one is really nice too. And you know, some of the more purified forms, you don't have the smell associated with them, but I think coconut oil is really great. You know, the one thing when you talked about the itching when you get out of the shower, one of the big things that a lot of us like to do in the wintertime when it's cold is to hop in a nice hot steamy shower, and that actually makes things much, much worse. Just what you wanted to hear. But it causes all those blood vessels to dilate. And when the blood vessels dilate, they're losing more water through the surface of the skin. So it brings a lot of the water in the deeper levels of the skin right to the surface. So when you get out of that hot, steamy bath or shower, you towel off, there goes all of that water that was moisturizing your skin previously. So toning down the temperature of your shower might also really help. And then using whatever moisturizer you choose, if it's coconut oil, that's great. Other moisturizers work really well too, but putting it on while your skin is still slightly damp. So not scrubbing yourself dry, just patting your skin dry and then putting that moisturizer on.
Perfect.
All right, sounds great.
Thanks, Cindy. Appreciate the call. Wendy in Madison, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. I was calling because I have a really hard time finding moisturizers that work. Mm-hmm. I've actually gone to, like, I go all over and I try things, and it makes my skin burn. Like, uh-huh. Pretty much everything. Organic, hemp, you name it, I've tried it. It all burns.
Okay.
And so I've resorted to making my own lotion mm-hmm. out of primarily natural oils. And I, you know, it's not as bad as it used to be. I used to get the scaly and scabbing and the cracking, and it's a little better. But now I have fibromyalgia. And so there are times that the only way I can get pain relief is to go sit in a hot tub or a hot shower. Mm-hmm. And that's the only thing that has, you know, given me some relief for a little while.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I then slather myself with this oil concoction that I make. And, you know, it's working okay, but I thought I'd ask and see if you had suggestions about either things to put in my little combination thing that I got going on, or mm-hmm. if you had products to recommend that I may not have tried.
Yeah, so then, you know, if you're going to be in the hot tub or hot shower for pain relief, mm-hmm. I totally understand that. Then you want to make sure that you're applying right away, and it sounds like you're already doing that.
Yeah, and I do.
One thing, I'm not sure if you've tried is shea butter. It's really
shea
thick.
Butter is mm-hmm. one of the. I have shea butter, okay. cocoa butter, and mango butter in my current
okay.
auction.
And are you using essential oils?
That is something I'm just now starting to investigate that I haven't okay. really done anything with, but I'd be interested to hearing what you have to say about that.
Yeah, I think essential oils can really help some people. You have to be mm-hmm. cautious with them, especially if you have very sensitive skin and you're prone to reactions, because they mm-hmm. can cause reactions, especially if they're used in higher concentrations. So okay. that would be something that I would encourage you to just try out carefully. You know, maybe do
any
a little test
oil?
Spot. What's that?
Any specific oil?
You know, the ones that I see the most are lavender. It has calming properties
yeah,
kind of across the board,
yeah.
and that's the one that I see most commonly used.
Mm-hmm.
So that one, you know, I wouldn't go in and try. Some of these products and recipes that you can find online contain a lot of essential oils, and I would have you try to avoid doing that. Maybe choose
yeah, no,
one
I start
and
off
see.
With like one or two
yeah.
in very small doses
yeah.
I,
yeah.
and see yeah. how I tolerate it, because I know that my body is crazy like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Because I've tried Cetaphil, and I've tried Aveeno, and I've tried, oh my goodness, like pretty much everything yeah. that's on the shelf at most supermarkets or, you know, department stores, and it all just burns.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Then sticking to that shea butter, the one thing about shea butter is the raw form does contain traces of latex. So if you're using a raw form, that might be not the best one for you. And it's the purified forms that latex, the traces of latex tend to have been taken out. So I really like the NOW. That's just one that I happen to be familiar with. You want to use a shea butter that's more white and doesn't have a scent to it rather than kind of the greenish, smellier raw shea butter.
There we go. And Wendy, thanks so much for calling. Good luck. Appreciate your call very much. I want to give Angie a chance, who's been waiting patiently as well. Angie in Genoa City, thanks for calling. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to make a suggestion. I'm a nurse. I spend all winter, well, summer, whatever, washing my hands, and I tend to crack and bleed and get very dry all winter long. I use a product called Marathon. It's a liquid skin protectant. It's made by Medline, and it's purple. It comes in a little vial that you crack, and you basically paint it on.
Yeah.
And it's a great alternative to the super glue, which burns. This product will do the same thing, but it doesn't hurt. It takes away a lot of the pain.
Yeah.
So I use that all winter. I mean, I run around with purple spots all over my hands all winter, but it's...
yeah. It's
well.
The same
if
main...
If it goes on purple, you know when it's gone.
Yeah, that's true. It's the same main ingredient that's in super glue, and I think they formulate it to be less irritating, so that's
wonderful.
Great.
Marathon.
Thanks for the tip.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling, Angie. Appreciate your call. We had someone sent a note about Burt's Beeswax hand salve.
Mm-hmm.
And likes it a lot. It's an organic product.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good line of products as well. Beeswax is a great occlusive, as we talked about mm-hmm. earlier. It really helps lock moisture in the skin and provide a protective barrier. So that's a great...
You know, and I'm thinking back to my conversation I have with somebody who used bag balm.
Yeah.
Do you know bag balm?
Yes, I do.
it's for dairy farmers mm-hmm. for the udders of their cows, but works great for their hands, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's interesting. This is just a historical thing. It used to contain steroids, topical steroids. Oh. And one thing that topical steroids can do in high enough doses, this is very high doses, can cause hair growth. And so I remember seeing somebody who had this hair growth on his hands, and it turned out he was using one of these old... They don't do that anymore. Now they make kind of bag balm for humans. And
so the one they make for humans is okay as far as you're concerned.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Heidi in Madison, thank you for calling. What's your question?
I get two, actually. I have specific parts of my back that itches because of biking and spinning.
Okay.
And so it's only part of the process. One is... What should I be using? Because that's also a part that's hard to reach with my hands.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it something that I should be using a face cloth? What would be best to be getting that area? And also, what should I, like, when I'm spinning on Tuesday? Like, that Tuesday night, is there something I should be doing different when I'm showering because I sweat more, or doesn't it matter?
So if you're, it's not uncommon for people, especially people who have sensitive skin, to react to sweat. That's a common thing we see in people with eczema, that sweat tends to make the eczema worse. You want to make sure you're rinsing off right away. So if you're going to your spinning class, try to make sure that you have a chance to rinse the sweat off of the skin shortly after you exercise. And then again, using the lukewarm water, not too hot, not too long. A good rule of thumb for bathing is no more than 5 to 10 minutes. And then applying a moisturizer while the skin is still damp. And that can be hard on the back. One thing that I'd recommend is maybe the backside of a wooden spoon. Because you want a smooth wooden spoon, not one that's kind of rough.
Right, sure.
Or you can use plastic spatula is another thing that some of my patients will use if they need to be doing that on their own. So
there you go. Thanks a lot for calling, Heidi. Appreciate your call. We have, In her talking about spinning, and all right, so you're sweating a lot, and reminded me about fluids and drinking, and there is some work on oral hydration, is there not?
I'm surprised that there aren't more studies looking at this, and when I've looked at the literature multiple times, I haven't seen specific studies looking at oral hydration and general skin health, but what I do find are studies looking at oral hydration and the microcirculation, so the really tiny blood vessels that are in the skin. And they definitely see improvement in that in the skin circulation, that microcirculation of the skin when you're better hydrated. And since the moisturizer in the skin, the water in the skin really comes from a lot from those blood vessels that are in the skin, it really just makes a lot of sense to me that if you're better hydrated, you're going to have more water in your skin, and that's going to be better hydrated as well. And I also see time and time again, people who come in and who are dehydrated have worse problems with their skin.
What? How many glasses of water a day?
I think there was a study that came out several years ago that said you don't just drink when you're thirsty. But I think the kind of 8 ounce glasses of water a day or the 64 ounces a day is a good rule of thumb. I mean, there are some organizations that get very specific about how much water you're going to be drinking. You know, if you're exercising, drink more. And if you are noticing that you're really prone to skin, just think about how much fluid you're taking in. It should be non-caffeinated beverages. Caffeine will dehydrate rather than hydrate. So, you know, water is the best one in my book.
Water is the best one. All right. Carol in Kenosha has something for us. Hi, Carol.
Hi. I can be very brief. My psoriasis is ramping up right now also. But what I have used for years is Eucerin. Mm-hmm. It has to be the original healing, soothing repair cream. Comes in a big 16-ounce jar. That is creamy. It is not at all oily or sticky. And again, put it on and before bed with the cotton gloves. I also rub it on my feet every night. Mm-hmm. Keeps my feet nice and soft.
Good. And what's it? Do you know that product?
Yes, I do. That's one that's commonly used. It's really readily available. It does contain lanolin. When we talked about the occlusives, that's one of the ingredients.
What is it again? What's the product again?
Eucerin.
Eucerin. Okay.
Yeah. And so, if you are sensitive to wool, if you put wool clothes on and start to itch, products that contain lanolin might irritate you, but that's not everybody, and clearly this works really well for her. It works really well for lots of people.
All right. Thanks for that suggestion, Carol. Appreciate it very much. And Jean has a question for you. Jean, you have a question?
Yes. I find that I like Kirk's Coco Castile. It's made of coconut oil. And I called the company and asked if they were one of the companies that were using the microscopic plastic beads, and they said, no, absolutely not. However, Aveeno and Neutrogena, their bars do have the microscopic beads. And I'm looking for products that don't have the beads, including toothpaste. Crest has beads. And is there a listing that can be, the consumers can find?
I don't know of any.
Yeah, I don't know of any. I do know that the Environmental Working Group has a Skin Deep database that they will rate skincare products. I don't know that I've seen specifically looking at the microbeads as something that they are commenting on, but that might be a place to look.
So where is it again?
The Environmental Working Group. They have a database called Skin Deep. If you just go to their, EWG.org. I think they have a link to their Skin Deep database.
EWG.org. Yeah. We can post that up.
Yeah.
Rebecca will post that up on our Facebook page. So if people want to go to it and forget EWG.org, they can find it on our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. Thanks so much for calling. It's probably a very good place to start if you're concerned or worried about those beads. Paul in West Bend has a suggestion as well, so let's go there. Hi, Paul.
Howdy. Say, I've been using the last couple of years Phoebe's Knead Foot Oil. It's a leather softener preservative, and particularly around the skin tissue around your nails as the winter progresses, dries out and they split. And I put on a coat, let it dry, and put on two coats, and it really locks in, makes it water repellent, and I think it retains moisture in that skin area. But anyway, I've been using it, and I'm curious to hear her comments on whether it's a leather softener and preservative. It's 100% Knead's foot oil. It's Neats Foot Oil.
So. Yep, Knead's foot oil.
I'm not familiar with that product. It does bring up.
I've used it a lot on boots, leather boots, and so forth.
I mean, anything that you might use on leather, I would have a concern that some people might react to it if you've got sensitive skin. You do bring up a great point, though. The nails dry out, too. And, you know, people a lot of times will come into me complaining about ridging of the nails or easy cracking. The nails are made of the same protein that our skin is made of, and they dry out, too. So using thick occlusives like what you're using can help keep them moist and help prevent them from getting dried out and cracking.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
On the back label, it says rubbing deeply before exposure, it repels water and protects against stiffening or repeated wet drying process.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's kind of how it's advertised for use on shoes or boots, you know, because it does have some water repelling abilities.
Yeah.
And we had, you know, before we go any further, thinking about homes and how dry homes can get. Mm-hmm. What is there anything done on, or what's your opinion on humidifiers for homes?
Yeah, they can be great. You know, and it helps with everything from nasal dryness. You know, some people get bloody noses in the winter, and a humidifier will help that. It also helps maintain moisture in your skin because you're less likely to have that water evaporating from the surface of your skin. So for people with any skin condition that's made worse by dryness or people who have dry, itchy skin, a humidifier is a great addition to the room.
Thomas in Menominee Falls, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. Appreciate the call. What can we do for you?
Well, it's not what I can or we can you can do for me. It's what I can do for you. My wife is an integrative medicine specialist, and she turned me on to something called O'Keefe's Working Hands.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of it?
I have not heard of that particular product.
Ah,
I mean, there are a lot.
Well, what's it made of?
Yeah.
Well, I have to read the back side, but it's got a lot of minerals and other things.
Okay.
But I can tell you this, it works for me. I've had splitting hands since high school, and now I have nothing.
It's O'Keefe's?
O'Keefe's Working Hands Hand Cream.
Great.
O'Keefe's Working Hands Hand Cream.
Oh.
And so that's one, my guess is we can go online and probably find out where to get that.
Yeah.
And Thomas, just because we're shortage on time and we have a lot of callers left, I'm going to go on to Linda in Madison, see what she's got. Hi, Linda.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I learned from a different show a number of years ago where this woman called and said her Italian grandmother said that after, just right when she got out of the bath before she dried herself, she put olive oil on her skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't have a bathtub, and I have a very, heat in my bathroom, so I just have a shower, and I only tried it once, but I put it on my forelegs, which would get very dry, and I have to say that they were so smooth and soft, and it actually stayed through another shower.
Wow.
Yeah, olive oil is a great, like I said, I'm a big fan of the food-grade oils, including olive oil. Almond oil is one that we commonly see in products, but just the straight oil can be really helpful. The avocado oil, anything you have, even peanut oil or canola oil can be helpful.
So do you have, boy, here we are. We got about a minute and a half to go. Final in the last minute and a half or so, what have you got for us here? Other advice in terms as we head into this cold weather? We've talked certainly about fluids, oral hydration. We've talked about humidifiers as possible possibilities.
Yeah, making sure that your water temperature for bathing is lower rather than hotter. You don't want it too steamy. Limiting that bathing time to 5 to 10 minutes at the most, and then patting yourself dry, not scrubbing dry, just so that your skin is still a little bit damp, and applying a moisturizer, cream, or ointment. So one thing I like to use is if you squeeze it out of a tube or scoop it out of a tub, those are the best when your skin is still in that kind of slightly damp stage.
So squeeze it out of a tube or what is it?
Scoop it out of a tub.
Oh, scoop it out.
Yeah, squeeze or scoop.
Squeeze or scoop. And products, if natural products are...
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, the food-grade oils are great. Coconut oil is a really good one that's thicker and really appropriate for winter use for many people. And these food-grade oils don't have preservatives, so most people will tolerate them quite well.
You know, I'm glad I don't have all these problems. And now
yeah.
that I... I'm knocking on wood here now as we speak, because as soon as I open my big mouth like that...
You'll get itchy skin this winter.
I'll have itchy skin this whole winter. And
like
then
most of us.
Then I'm going to have you come back, Apple, and help me out.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I'd be happy to. Thank you.
Oh, thanks so much for being with us. Dr. Apple Bodemer, board certified in both dermatology and integrative medicine. Great to have her along. She likes holistic approaches to skin health, and certainly I think that came out in our conversation today. So I was really, really glad to have her. It's, I think, kind of perfect timing as we go into that season. We're in the kind of in the fall now, but it's kind of colder today, and it's going to get colder yet, would be my guess. Tomorrow, it's Friday, so it's time for another Garden Talk, and we've got fall care for your garden soil. Plus, we'll learn about a special 800-year-old variety of squash, 800 years old. I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.